Boker Tov, good morning, Rolene. How are you?
Boker Tov, guys, I missed you.
We missed you too. How was Prague?
Prague was magnificent and very, 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 very cold.
Yeah, I'm sure. In fact, Europe's going through one of its coldest winters in living memory. Certainly the UK is.
But I have to tell you, what a magnificent city. And if you can ever get to Prague, I highly recommend everybody that you do it.
Very good. Rolene, let's talk about Hanukkah in Israel.
Let's talk about Hanukkah in Israel. Isn't it incredible? It is. Well, tonight will be the fourth night of Hanukkah, and we brace ourselves for the annual onslaught of calories. I think if you go onto my Facebook page today, you'll see a very cute animated video clip about exactly what happens to you when you eat these donuts, where the donuts go. They don't go to your muscles. They holechet letachat, which I think that pretty much is self-explanatory.
No, translate for us. Holechet letachat. What does that? Give us a translation.
Go straight to the booty, tochus. Honey. Yeah. Straight to the tochus.
Straight to the tochus. Okay.
But what can we do? I mean, if you walk around our shopping centers and you look at the donuts or the sufganiya that are on offer, you can't put up much of a fight. I mean, every year they outdo themselves with different flavors. I mean, this year the flavor seems to be, I don't know if they're Smarties or M&M topped sufganiyot, which is not as elaborate as some of the others. I mean, you get Ferrero Rocher, you get whiskey infused, which is one of my favorite, because any excuse to have a wee dram in a
How
donut.
How do you squeeze the whiskey out of the donut?
Pardon?
Do you squeeze it? Yeah.
No, you squeeze it into the donut. It comes up with a little injectable, and you squeeze it into the donut.
And what else is inside the donut? I mean, here in South Africa, we call them fetkook. In Israel, they're sufganiyot. So what else
we
is in there aside from whiskey?
All kinds.
Do you have sufganiyot
tasting? Well, there's whiskey, there's halva, there's chocolate, there's Ferrero Rocher, there's dulce de leche, which I suppose is the closest thing I can compare it to is caramel. There's jam, a ye olde jam donut.
Have you ever thought
whatever
that
you can imagine?
Have you ever thought that maybe our enemies are trying to kill us by giving us oil-soaked cholesterol food?
Absolutely. They can't kill us with rockets, and sadly we have seen an escalation in rocket attacks over the last week. They are going to kill us with artery hardening substances and disguise it as something delicious.
While you were in Prague, did you meet the Golem?
The Golem of Prague.
I didn't meet the Golem, but I did go to his shul.
Well, how would you know? The Golem is actually just a little mound of sand.
Well, until he turns into a character.
If you ever are, well, I met some interesting characters in Prague. Unfortunately, none of them the Golem. And I think they could have said the same thing about me. But
he lives in an attic, is that correct?
Rumor has it that he lives in the old new synagogue.
In the attic.
And the old new synagogue is a tiny little shul. Rumor has it that it contains not just the remains of the Golem, but also stone from the Second Temple. And the agreement is that should the temple be rebuilt, that stone will be returned to Jerusalem. And also, this tiny little shul, they say, was protected during the Great Fire of Prague by angels. It remained one of the only buildings that remained intact. So the Jewish history of Prague is actually quite extraordinary. From the cemetery at I think it is the Pinkas synagogue that are above ground, because you know you buried layer upon layer in those days, to the incredible resistance of the Czech people during the Shoah, and it wouldn't be without it wouldn't be without being tainted by sadness. And sadly, Prague has Theresienstadt, about a 45-minute drive on its doorstep. It's a very, very surreal and heartbreaking place to visit, but a must visit. And Dafka, we were at Theresienstadt when there were air raid sirens, so I completely lost all color in my face. And what is very, very sobering around Prague, and I think a lot of European cities, are the little gold plaques on the ground, which indicate that Jews once lived there and unfortunately are no longer with us, because they were sent to death camps or to concentration camps.
And of course, in the history of Prague, on the St. Charles Bridge, there's those statues of Jesus adorned in gold. And of course, the Jewish community of Prague were in fact taxed, and their money was used to convert it into gold to adorn the statues on the bridge.
Yes, the what people don't realize, I mean, it's actually quite bizarre. If you come to the statue and you see the Hebrew writing, and there's a plaque next to it explaining why there is Hebrew writing. And it's exactly as you said, apparently it was felt in the day that Jews didn't stop to show respect to the statue. And as a result, they were taxed to pay for the gold lettering around the statue of Jesus, which is a proclamation that, you know, I'm not going to say on a Jewish radio station, but it's once again testament to the that kind of anti-Semitism or intolerance for Jews that existed at that stage until the reign of King Joseph, who emancipated the Jewish community during his 4-year reign.
All right, let's talk about some other stories, because I'm just watching the time, Rolene. Israeli film Foxtrot is in line for the Oscar for the best foreign film.
Yeah, so once again, we have an Israeli film making headlines and making the shortlist for the Oscar. And it's quite a controversial film, apparently. I haven't seen it, but it is controversial. It's critically acclaimed. And it's a story of grief and trauma and loss. And we are very, very proud, and we're clapping, Nachas, that it is one of 9 films that have been named by the Academy of Motion Arts and Pictures, and I don't know, you thank the Academy, it's that Academy. It's on the shortlist, and we'll know at the end of January whether it is one of the nominees for the Oscar. We do know that it won the Silver Lion at this year's Venice Film Festival, and a lot of awards at our equivalent of the Oscars, which is the Ophir Award. So, yeah, it's an incredible story. It's the story about a middle-class couple who are told that their soldier's son has fallen in the line of battle, and the second act, or the second part of the movie, which they don't really like to tell us about because it's for us to go and see, seems to be quite controversial. So it's controversial for many reasons, one of which is that Minister of Culture Miri Regev said that it's a work of treachery.
Okay, Rolene, I'm just worrying that we're going to run out of time. I came across a story this morning, actually. Jerusalem municipality is distributing free Christmas trees in Jerusalem. Isn't that stunning?
Yes, we do it every year, honey.
Hanukkah bushes.
No, Christmas trees. Christmas trees. 150 Christmas trees get distributed every year by the Jerusalem municipality. They also put up Christmas lights. It's a multicultural city. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And not only does the municipality of Jerusalem distribute Christmas trees to its Christian citizens, but also the JNF have, I suppose you can call them tree depositories, I think it's for about 80 shekels, you can buy a beautiful, I think they call them a something spruce Christmas tree, one of those big Christmas trees. So we really try and do what we can to make sure that our Christian citizens are included and feel festive. I mean, there are certain supermarkets that you can go into this time of the year, and there are Christmas trees, and there's like little chocolate Father Christmases and all kinds of interesting things.
Very nice. Fauda is getting season 3.
Yes, honey, have you seen Fauda season 1? The second season starts on Netflix on the 31st of December. All the more reason for us to binge watch during Sylvester. Sylvester is what we call New Year's here in Israel. If you have not seen Fowder. Watch it now. In fact, don't even go to work today. Don't even tell your bosses I told you so. Go straight to Netflix and binge watch Fowder. You will be on the edge of your seat. You will be like me, screaming at the television and gasping for air. It's brilliant. It's action.
What's it about?
No, but we can't watch it. Because what? Tully Babes has started on Showmax.
Tully Babes, we're going to talk about Tully Babes for sure on Showmax. But
oh, somebody send me a link to Tully Babes. I want to check this out.
No, you have to. It's
sign up for Showmax, pay the subscription fee
of 100 rand,
and do not pirate our movies, please. Tully Babes needs the cash.
Howard,
she has to pay for a wedding.
If you knew that in this home we have the Cellcom TV, the Netflix, the Kodi, and the Amazon Prime.
You and Donald Trump watch too much TV, clearly.
8 hours, apparently. Okay, Rolene, that's where we leave it today. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Chag Sameach. And guys, if you can, I'm going to say it again. Binge watch Fowder. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but it is action-packed, will keep you on your seat, and it is just quite simply amazing.
Thank you so much, Rolene Marks. You can actually catch up with Rolene just after 5:30.